A new study shows that today's 18 to 34-year-olds are less likely to be polite, less likely to carry out common courtesies such as saying hello to neighbours, opening the door for elderly people, than those aged over 55. Research showed the age group were 17% less willing to give up their seat in public transport for a pregnant woman, 12% less likely to offer it to an elderly passenger. The glamour model, Laura Lacole. Morning to you, Laura.
Hello, good
the
morning.
The commentator, John McCrary. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Do you think this is bang on, John? Are people just getting less polite?
I think people are too selfish, aren't they? They're so wrapped up in themselves, they can't think about other people. But you have to think, it's a difficulty for young boys, 18 to 34, you're talking about, young lads. It's a great way to pull, you would have thought, being polite to girls, letting them out of the car first or looking after them on the bus, whatever it is. Being polite, you would have thought, would really be help them to pull girls. But on the other hand, there are many young girls who go for a bit of rough, who go for the sort of nasty kind of aggressive kind of behaviour that we have. But this is a problem overall in our culture. The music is much louder now. Comedians are more aggressive now. So in other words, by raising your voice, the soft, good melodies and songs that used to happen now have been taken over by rap and rock and shouting and aggression. And that's symptomatic of society, and the young people are just following it.
Laura?
Young people are just as polite and courteous as older people. I think if you take the survey on face value, you can say, okay, well, that's evidently the case, that young people are not as kind. But actually, if you scratch the surface, it's not as one-dimensional as you think, because young people give more often to charity than older people. Yeah. For example, Just Giving, the website for making donations online, the most popular age bracket for making donations on there is 25 to 35-year-olds, not over 35.
Sick of young people getting a hard time.
Plus.
Sick of young people, John McCrae, getting a hard time.
I think they are. Some of them deserve it, others don't. And, of course, you've always had the position in society of the older people looking down and say, in our day, it wasn't like this. And there is some truth in that as well. So it's a generational thing that the elderly people, I'm not one of them, of course, have been complaining about the youngsters and how society has gone to the dog since their time and everything. But I think there is much more aggression. The violence on television and in films has been much talked about, of course, since the tragedy in America. That is a symptomatic of what's going on. The films never used to be so crassly violent.
And
the videos that are coming in, the video games, everything is raised in noise, raised in violence, raised in aggression. And, of course, kids pick up on this, and that's part of how they've been brought up.
No, it doesn't make you less courteous watching violence. Doesn't, not at all. So obviously, from that statistic, young people are more generous and more charitable than older people. So the question actually is, why aren't we holding open the doors or giving up our seat as often as we should be? And the simple answer is because we're distracted. Because there's two forms of social reality nowadays. There's the obvious and there's the internet. And people divide themselves between them throughout the day, both of them.
Okay.
And the young people use social networking and internet usage more often than older people. So we're the most distracted. For example, if you're sitting on a bus and you've got your earphones in,
you're
on Facebook and you're making comments and you're reading comments, you're not going to be aware of the elderly gentleman
Nonsense. Sat
on the bus.
Nonsense.
Who needs a seat. You're not going to be as aware. Well,
nonsense.
How would you be if your senses are elsewhere?
Well, you've got eyes.
What?
You've got eyes.
But your eyes are on Facebook reading comments and making comments.
Nonsense.
Come on, you're distracted.
Yeah.
It's not that we're less courteous, it's that we're distracted. We're not as astute surroundings.
What? Always making excuses. We
always
are responsible for our own actions at all times. And if you're not aware that there's a pregnant lady standing above you, you're sitting in the bus on your phone, your iPad, your APP, whatever it is, if you're not aware
that
there's a pregnant lady standing there and clinging on to the pole to try and stand up, and you're not aware of it, that is absolutely absurd excuse. But Stephen, can I make one plea?
As an example, people give up their seats. It's not saying that every young person doesn't give up their seat. We do. I'm just saying that we've got a lot of distractions nowadays with social media.
Lots of people don't give up their seats because of your excuse that they're on their iPads or their APPs or whatever it is. So a lot of people don't do that. But, Stephen, can I make one specific plea on your programme?
Yes.
And one thing that comes out of this conversation that is courteous and good manners. Now, I used to be a waiter in the Dorchester Hotel and other hotels.
Did you?
And I have learned a lesson, Stephen.
Waiter, you would have eaten all the food.
No, Stephen, never, ever be the last to leave a restaurant at night. Never be sitting there and having your brandy liqueurs, everything. The waiters who want to go home, the staff want to go home, and they're held up by the last person. So if everyone listening to this program today learned one thing from it, courtesy when you're being looked after by waiters or whoever else it may be. And that example, never, ever be the last to leave a restaurant. I'll get up before the end of the meal if I'm looking like being last. I have never done that because I've hung around for 2-3 hours.
I don't
just
know
one
what
or two couples
about.
Standing there.
You're,
so that is courtesy to people.
You're talking about courtesy. You're one of the most ill-mannered people probably in TV history. So I think that you're on here for the sheer irony that you're representing an age group, and, and you're the most, you know, you're the most ill-mannered person out there.
That is very, very
on live TV. You picked your nose and eaten it on live
unfair.
TV.
No. No, that is very unfair.
In your pants?
Would you agree with me, my campaign today on your radio show, Stephen, and this young lady I'm talking to, never, ever be the last to leave a restaurant? Could we get that message across, and it would help catering workers, not only in Belfast and Northern Ireland, but right round the world if that message got out?